Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I am JR. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Every single weeknight, I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we've been talking football. We've been talking wild card. We've been talking teams that will bounce back. And damn it, we've gotten a lot of calls because I told you, I don't believe the team that got its ass kicked on Monday night is really going to bounce back. I'm talking about the Arizona Cardinals. And so I'm going to get to more of your calls momentarily. Of course, the number here is 855-212-4CBS. And just to give you a quick recap, and thank you to producer Susumu, making sure everything runs smooth, I told you I don't have confidence in the combination of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury to win a championship. I don't. I don't think this union that we've seen from Cliff Kingsbury, you know, coming into the NFL and drafting Kyler, someone who he wanted since college, is going to result in a ring. I don't. I think I've seen enough of Cliff Kingsbury's collapses and to look at him and go, well, the Cardinals, their record has improved every year. Yes, that would be great if it was a quote-unquote normal improvement and at the end of each season they didn't fall apart. That would be nice. That would be admirable. They should have went to the playoffs last year. We're going to blame injuries? They should have went despite the injuries. They get into the playoffs this year, and they lose five out of their last six damn games after starting 10-2. Where is that actual progression outside of looking at a stat sheet? It's not two parts of a season. But with Cliff Kingsbury at the helm, well, how is it? And please, find me. Find me where on his resume. Outside of, oh, I worked with Keenum. Oh, I did this with Mayfield. Oh, I did this with Mahomes. Find me where on his resume. Oh, yeah, we put up points, air raid in college. Find me where on his resume is indicative of him fully deserving of a job. He's about 500 flat as an NFL head coach. 24-24, they got that tie in his first season. He could work out. I'd love to see Kyler Murray work out. I believe in him as a quarterback more than I believe in Kingsbury as a coach. And after that beatdown, Cliff Kingsbury, he spoke. He said, I got out coached and we got out played. And then he said, oh, well, we just had to experience the playoffs. Listen to this.
There's only one way to experience playoff football, and that's to go through it. And unfortunately, we didn't, you know, play our best game. And I thought L.A. played a great game, had a great plan, and outplayed us and outcoached us. But I think you just got to go through these moments and learn from it and grow from it and use it as motivation.
Advance more next year. And if they don't, he doesn't have a job. It's really that simple. And he would have a job. He wouldn't have to worry about it if they, quote-unquote, went through a natural progression. If that record didn't pretty much split up the beginning of a season and the end of a season. Let's not go ahead and give the guy a pat on the back because the team overall has gotten better. Is that really true? When you got the tail of two halves in a regular season, finish the whole damn year out. Ain't nobody else coaching half of a year. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the Cards. We're going to talk about the Titans. And speaking of a coach, we got one in the NBA right now, Frank Vogel. He's on borrowed time. And the Lakers ain't going to wait until next season. Kevin is calling up from Atlanta. Hey, Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say about this combination of Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, JR, first I want to say thank you so much for taking my call. You've got an excellent show, and it was worth every minute waiting on the phone line to get to speak. When I think about Cliff Kingsbury, I think of the new wave of offensive coaches in this league, hiring a young guy that has this crazy new offense. And generally, I think it's actually kind of worked. Sean McVay made Jared Goff look like a superstar. They went to the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan did the same thing with Jimmy G. Matt LaFleur revitalized Aaron Rodgers' career to an extent. But I look at Cliff Kingsbury, and I think a little poorly of Zach Taylor maybe in this way too, although they are winning. I look at Cliff Kingsbury and wonder, kind of like with Mike McCarthy in Dallas, what is he doing that is changing the team? Do you look at Cliff Kingsbury, do you watch the Cardinals play and go, that's a great play drawn up by Cliff Kingsbury. That's his great offense going. That's what he's got. Or do you instead look at it as, hey, they got D-Hop, they got Kyler Murray, they've had some clutch plays like Hail Murray, they've had some hot starts, and that's actually what's carrying him. Do we really even feel like Cliff has a noticeable impact to the same extent on this basis he was hired, which is he's going to be the guy, this is his kind of player, he's done this before. I just haven't really seen that at all. I think he's just along for the ride.
Hey, you know what? I can't dispute that. This is what I believe happens, and it's obvious. Kyler Murray said it out of his own damn mouth last year, and you just said it. Anybody watching the games can see it. Kyler Murray is athletic as all get out. Hopkins is athletic as all get out. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I can go out there and coach an NFL game because I have not. I haven't coached a damn NFL game or college game or high school game, let alone in my life. But Cliff Kingsbury's approach lacks substance. And the results that we have gotten at the end of each season pretty much dictate as much. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to say, and I sat here and said this last year, damn it, you got Cliff Kingsbury. Man, go out there, snap him the ball, and tell him to go to work. You know, there's a reason why Greg Roman in Baltimore has been picked apart for how he's utilized Lamar Jackson. Because too much of the offense has become so predictable that it's like, oh, my God, Lamar gets the ball. Lamar might run with it. Come on, you got to diversify things. And I don't know if Cliff Kingsbury has dug really deep enough to give this team a chance. And we saw that last night. With or without Hopkins, they should have been able to muster a little bit of something more than what they did last night, which was an absolute embarrassment.
I completely agree. I mean, they were sitting in negative yards for, I want to say, most of the first half. And I just wonder, you just feel like this is, we're watching raw Kyler, and we're watching these raw talents of these players. And I feel like you're not seeing the potential that could be if they really had a coach that could bring it out. My concern maybe a little is the Cardinals front office is going to look at this and go, okay, you know, this didn't work. We hired the young, hotshot offensive coach. We got to play it safe now. And they might get a coach that also won't work with the skill set you need for Kyler Murray. Are they going to take a plunge again? I think this that kind of higher mindset works, but I just don't think Cliff could do it.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin, and this is where it gets real, real tricky. And thank you so much for calling up from here in Atlanta. Shout-outs to everybody listening on 92.9 The Game. This is where it gets tricky. The Cardinals need to make a jump next year. They're capable of doing it. Let me be clear for anybody who's not smart enough to hear what the hell I'm saying. They are capable of making a jump next year. I am not confident that they are going to win a championship. Not next year. I'm talking about into the future. And they are treading on a real difficult line. And not just because what our last caller set. You know, I don't think we're going to have a coach dumb enough to, you know, look at Kyler Murray and go, hey, man, you're just going to drop back and, you know, throw. You're going to utilize his athleticism. It's a threat. It's something that you have to account for if you're a defensive coordinator. But what happens is, I don't know if Kyler is, A, going to stick around, if he wants to stick around. And then, obviously, what he said is usage with a new coach. And so the cards are on a real slippery slope. They can either sink or swim next year, and it's going to be a difficult decision if they sink. It is not going to be pretty, and then you're really starting to wade into the unknown. Because at that point, hey, we've given y'all 4 years. What are you going to do at this point? It's like Hulk Hogan in the 80s. I watched Hulk Hogan look in a camera and yell at people on roids and go, what are you going to do? Or what you going to do? What are you going to do next year if y'all don't get the job done? You going to get rid of Cliff? Is Kyler going to be next? Then you got to figure out what the hell to pay Kyler. And then you got to probably say, oh, man, let's just franchise tag him. Is he worth? I mean, there's a lot of questions there. Cortez in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
My main man, JR, what's going on, bro?
I'm good. What do you think about this combo of Kyler and Cliff?
I don't think it's going to work. However, I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to get plenty of rope to hang himself with. And Kyler, I was perplexed with them going after the free agents that they went through with these guys that are lately have always been injured. And I felt like they swung. I felt like they swung for the fences early. I think they should have slowly developed this team, bring it along with Kyler, and get younger, not get older in his second year, and then it's going to fizzle out next year. And then, like you said, what are they going to do? Because are they going to? I don't think they have enough picks to go into the draft this year to get people that they can develop in the next year or two.
Based on where they got into the playoffs and their record and their success that they did have this season, all things considered, they're going to be selecting at number 23. You look at Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones wanted out from the get-go when the Cardinals started throwing around all this money to people like J.J. Mm-hmm. Watt and Buda Baker. We just saw Buda Baker, unfortunately, get knocked the hell out last night. But I gather he'll be okay and he'll be fine. Christian Kirk is probably going to be gone. The same goes for A.J. Green. You got to figure out who your next running back is. Can you actually have a healthy running back? James Conner and Edmonds, are you bringing both of those guys? So there are some question marks here, and they're gonna have to do some work to make sure that they can get back next year and actually have a full season of winning. And I think we all know this. The NFL season, and thank you, Cortez, for calling from Baltimore. The NFL season, you're going to go through ups, you're going to go through downs. You can look at the New England Patriots. This team started off kind of like whatever, and then they went on a seven-game winning streak, and then they also kind of went on a slump to end the year. Everybody goes through the ups and downs. But to have the same type of downs every year? Striking. Reese is calling from Mobile, Alabama. Reese, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? Good to talk to you again.
You as well, Reese. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They're not winning no championship anytime soon. First of all, Kingsbury should have never got the job from the very beginning. He wasn't qualified enough. I don't know how you could be mediocre in your first job, then you get bumped up to the second to third level if you haven't done anything in your first job. And he's a one-trick pony. He doesn't make any in-game adjustments, and the Rams just teed off on him. The Rams was almost like they was in the huddle, and they knew the play.
Yeah.
And Kyler, that's the worst I ever seen Kyler play, and I think he could get a little better, but Kingsbury is not the guy for the job. He's in over his head, and it's starting to show. It's like putting white paint over black paint. It's bleeding through. It's showing up now.
Yeah, I hear you. You know what? He is a result of Big 12, let's air the ball out, We got a lot of scoring, and I work with this quarterback and this quarterback, and I can help develop your offense into the new age of the NFL. And somebody bought it.
Yeah, it's if nepotism was the pitcher, he would be the pitcher.
Well, we got a lot of nepotism all across the NFL. That's a whole different conversation. Yeah. I could go on for an hour about that. Hey, Reese, thank you so much for calling from Mobile.
All right, thanks a lot, Dale. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to Donald in South Carolina. Go ahead, Donald.
Hey, JR, how you doing, bro?
I'm excellent. Go ahead.
All right. I mean, I'm gonna say Kyler and Cliff. I just don't think that's gonna mix together. I mean, I see him last night. I mean, three and out four times. I think he was just trying to make something happen. His line wasn't doing good. I just think he needs to go somewhere else or get coached a little better. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if Kyler Murray had someone who could actually lay out a game plan, it would work.
Yes,
and Kyler Murray, in the nicest way possible, he's been critical of his usage. He hasn't thrown Cliff Kingsbury under the bus, but he's made it clear that I think we need to do things a little bit different. That goes back to last year.
Yep. Right, I was seeing him last night. I mean, I think he just wanted to start his own game plan because I don't know who was calling the plays. I don't know who was doing it, but he was just he was just so frustrated. I mean, he couldn't get anything done. But I think he needs to go to another coach or to another team. I live here in South Carolina, right beside the Gamecock Stadium. And I tell you what, I mean, when Muschamp left here, I don't want to get off the thing, but and then Beamer came in. I mean, Beamer coached the quarterbacks, he coached everybody, and they had a pretty good season. You know what I'm saying? The coach has to be there for that boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's going to have one more season, I believe, to do so or show it, and then the Cards are going to have to make a decision. And it's not just what happens with Kingsbury, if they should let him go. And, yes, this is a whole 12 months away. But if they are to get rid of Kingsbury, you know, what effect does that have for Kyler Murray? And then his thoughts. This is Cliff Kingsbury has wanted to coach this man from when he was in high school and just trying to recruit him into college.
Yeah, I know.
There's a whole lot to break down. Hey, Don, thank you for calling.
I watched Kyler last year when he was coming in subbing and stuff. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He just needs someone to have his back. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
I think last night was just crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the development of a system around him that doesn't just say, hey, man, you go do the work and figure it out. And I think that's the base is what Kingsbury has done. Thank you so much, Don. Ralph, you're going to get the last word from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Darryl, what's up? How you doing?
Good, Ralph. Excellent. Go ahead, quickly.
All right, really quick. Love your show. Love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested. But to answer your question really quick, because I feel like based on what Kyler's doing so far, I don't think they're going to make it so far because of several reasons. Because if the coach is going to keep like a single offense and not trying to change his offense every time, because the season for me this year was really disappointed because they went from being top in the NFC to basically not even being the top dogs anymore. They went from being the top dogs to being underdogs. So he needs to go to the offseason and start rethinking through what he did this year. And if he's going to end up with a season next year like this again, he's not going to make it too far in the NFL. We're not being stable every season because them falling apart at the end of the season was just a heartbreak.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see no competitive games from the rest of the season, to be honest with you. The loss to the Lions, the loss to the Colts, and the loss to the Rams, it's just like they have not been too competitive anymore at the end of the season. So that's why they lost in the playoffs. And I feel like that's where it needs to start rethinking.
They completely fell apart, and that just ain't going to cut it. Thank you, Ralph, for calling from Miami. You know who's going to have the last word on this conversation? about the Cardinals season. Not you, not me. I want you to hear one more time from J.J. Watt on his thoughts on how this season ended.
It was a massive failure. I mean, from what we were capable of doing and from what we showed we can do to today, there's no other way to describe it than as a failure.
For everybody all the way damn around, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who is, I don't know, similar, not similar to Kyler Murray. We also don't know where he's going to play next year. His name is Russell Wilson. We'll talk about Frank Vogel as it relates to the Lakers. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about some teams that you won't see. Let me tell you about some teams that you will see. Because this week, this weekend, more specifically on CBS, the NFL divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live, it begins Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, when Joe Burrow and the Red Hot Bengals, they head to Tennessee for a battle with the Titans. Then, on Sunday, at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, it's a highly anticipated matchup for the ages when Josh Allen and the unstoppable Bills offense take on the equally unstoppable Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. You can get set for both games with the NFL today. The NFL divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live. It's this weekend only on CBS. We were going to talk about the Tennessee Titans. Everybody has so many opinions on Cliff Kingsbury. They love him. They hate him. He sucks. This guy was hurt. This guy was out. Cliff Kingsbury can't do this or that. We had so many opinions. Listen, y'all changed the damn show. And that's fine because it's your show. We're going to talk about the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. We'll get to the Tennessee Titans tomorrow. And then I also, later this week, I want to bring on a Tennessee Titan. I'm gonna give Keith Bullock a holler, and I want to see what his thoughts are on the Tennessee Titans, where they can go, why they are being, I don't know. Well, yeah, they are. Are they? Susumu, Titans, are they underrated? They are, right, being a number one seed?
Well, we talked about it last week, saying that I raised the question to you. Did you think that they were one of the weaker one seeds that we've seen in quite some time? And I don't know. You know, this Titans vibe going in, I think they really do understand what's at stake here. They understand what people think of them. And they are clearly going into this playoff as the nobody believes in us team. No one is going to give him a chance. Even against the Bengals, are like a couple people are thinking that the Bengals will go to the AFC Championship.
Well, I'm asking you now, do you believe that they are underrated?
Just based off of that statement, of course. I think that it really depends on Derrick Henry. But even then, Foreman has looked pretty decent as a running back covering for Henry. So the Titans came in, they were rolling at just as much as the Chiefs were. And, well, let's see what happens. But I feel a lot more optimistic about the Titans than I did a couple weeks back. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Reasonable. And it's nice to see Deontay Foreman get his shot. Not in the way that it took place. Obviously, he's only playing because Derrick Henry went down. And I will assume that he's still going to get his touches and carries. There's not a situation or scenario where I feel that Derrick Henry is now back and he's just going to get every carry like nothing ever happened to his foot. So it's going to be interesting to see what Vrabel does. Vrabel is a good head coach. He is prepared. He does make adjustments. And so I'm really looking forward to that matchup. You have, I don't want to say two unknowns with teams, because you have an idea what you're going to get with the Titans. The Bengals, what they do with their defensive line will be interesting to see. But the Bengals have been hot. And then here you have, I would also agree, an underrated Titans team. And we're going to get into that tomorrow. And then I'll give Keith Bullock a holler and see if we can get Keith on to get his thoughts. Someone who was just used to being out there and just knocking skulls for the Tennessee Titans. We'll get his thoughts and his perspective. You know, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it, because this is something that is just going to be permeating through the news cycle for the next several months. But last night, I'm sure you didn't see it, or maybe you heard it throughout the day, the Manning cast. I don't watch it. I don't see it. Why? Because I'm on air here. I also could care less about listening to a broadcaster. I actually prefer to watch games without the sound on, unless it's Walt Clyde Frazier of the New York Knicks, or I need an explanation. Outside of that, if you've had a chance to see the Manning cast, they bring on celebrities. And so last night, not too much to really care about when the Rams are smacking around the Cards, but they had on Dwayne The Rock Johnson, so Eli Manning, Peyton, they talked to The Rock, and then they spoke to somebody else who I guess I should know but don't care. And then they spoke to Russell Wilson. And then the conversation pretty much was thrown out there in the nicest way possible. It was teed up as to whether or not his future with the Seahawks was secured. And because it's Russell Wilson, he didn't give an answer. Russell Wilson is pretty much just like, yeah, we'll know, we'll see what happens. Well, if we see what happens, well, what we got last offseason is any close to let's see what happens, I believe this offseason we're going to see more of a button pushed that has Russell Wilson going elsewhere. You know, we opened up the show talking about just teams that got to the playoffs that just lost and are best positioned to bounce back. You know, everybody said, oh, well, if Russell Wilson goes to the Steelers or Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers, then they'll bounce back. And it's like, yeah, of course they will. They got a franchise QB. The chances of them competing are much better unless the quarterback is going to be on his ass the majority of the time. And so I am very eager. I hope we don't get the same stories that we got last offseason, but we will. It's only going to be a matter of time, maybe about a month, before Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson pretty much dominate just the news cycle in the NFL again. Where do they go? What team trades for them? We already heard Stephen Ross talking about, we're not going to go for, you know, bringing in Deshaun Watson. What do the Houston Texans do at quarterback? Are they going to draft one? God knows. And then the Seattle Seahawks, I just feel ultimately bad for them because they are on the road to absolutely nowhere. Susumu, I know you have a thought. I assume you do. It may not be a positive one, but What do you say? I know the Seahawks are your favorite team.
I mean, I didn't really get a chance to watch the Russell Wilson interview with the Mannings either because, you know, we were both here last night working in the show. But it, to me, it's just like this is really where it starts. This is the start of the long offseason talk because if as long as Aaron Rodgers is still in the playoffs, there's only going to be one other quarterback aside from Watson that everybody's going to be talking about. It's Russell Wilson and what's going to happen with that. Now, keep in mind, the Seahawks are already making some changes. They just let go of their defensive coordinator, Ken Norton Jr., and they're already looking for a new defensive coordinator. They're going around potentially interviewing a couple of guys, and it's a small step. I'll say that because that defense was extremely stagnant and did not adapt as much as we've seen over the early half of the Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll years. It just looks stagnant and stale at times. But aside from that, but if anyone was expecting Russ to say anything of notice during the Mannings, I mean, like, what are we expecting here? It's like he's not going to say anything. He's just going to continue to say vague things and keep us guessing. That's all he's going to do. Let's wait until something actually happens, JR.
Well, what we're going to have to wait on is his agent to put out another ridiculous statement about these are the teams that he would like to go to. And then Russell Wilson will deny it. And then, you know, I just hope that this is an even split and not one mired in the ridiculousness that we got last year. Because it really came across that Russell Wilson was testing the waters, as is his right. But it just seemed very, it didn't seem genuine. He wanted to come out scotch clean. Like, oh, man, I want to leave, but I don't want to be the guy to say I want to leave because then people won't like me. And I want to see what takes place with Russell Wilson just this offseason. Where does he go, and how does he make this break?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before we went to the break, I told you about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, who is, I'd say he's setting himself up for a Hall of Fame career. He ain't an old guy. Russell Wilson is pretty much in the middle of his career right now. He's made it clear that he would also love to play into his 40s. Right now, he is only, 33 years old? He just turned 33. And so it's not like he's old or washed up. He has some game left. I also told you, based on what we heard from him last offseason, the coming, the going, the agent saying, oh, yeah, these are four teams he'd be interested in. But then Russell going, oh, yeah, I didn't request a trade. It's just everything is so strategic. No different than anybody else, but Russell Wilson wants to maintain his image. He actually he understands and is about his image, like a lot of people are. Nothing wrong with that. But the back and forth just rubs me the wrong way. If you don't want to be there, you don't want to be there. Just say it. And so maybe he'll get to that point this season. We'll see how it takes place. Now, someone who absolutely is or has rubbed people the wrong way over the past several years is Kyrie Irving, the point guard, the part-time point guard for the Brooklyn Nets. We know he hasn't been back now but 2 weeks for the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn is still 27-16. By all indications, they should steamroll everybody, but of course, injuries take place. And Kevin Durant just went down with a sprained knee. He's going to be out just anywhere from a month and change. And this is not what the Brooklyn Nets need. James Harden will now be tasked with leading the offense. It doesn't matter if they're at home or away. And you can expect his numbers to go way through the roof, triple doubles and everything. And Kyrie Irving will still only compete on the road. Now, after the Brooklyn Nets lost on the road to the Cleveland Cavaliers with no Kevin Durant, the final score last night was 114-107. With no Durant, Kyrie only being able to play on the road because the Brooklyn Nets doesn't look like they'll pay the fine for him to play at home. Kyrie was asked by one of the reporters whether or not he was going to change his mind and be vaccinated. This is Kyrie's response. Listen.
I'm asked questions all the time about what's my status. And I'm like, man, if you were in my position, it would be easy for someone to say, well, why don't you just get vaccinated, but you're not. And that's just the reality of it. And I've made my decision already and I'm standing on it.
And the reporter kind of continued on. And so Kyrie was left with no choice but to keep on rolling. Listen.
Why you keep asking me that?
Because that's what everybody wants to know.
Who's everybody?
There are millions of basketball fans out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
people who want to know if you're going to take the chance to be able to play at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Basketball fans. This is what I'm saying. You're bringing like my vaccination status into a basketball game. And it's like I live my life majority of the time when I'm away from this. So when I say I'm not getting vaccinated, I'm making a choice with my life.
Man, well. And that went on. It was such a tense interaction that the PR person there for the Brooklyn Nets, I think, okay, that's enough. Let's just stop there. And so Kyrie Irving, and I give him credit. Man, you stick to your guns. You know, if you're going to believe something, then go ahead and stick to it. He's foregoing money by not playing at home, $380,000 a game, and he's sticking to what he believes in, even though in a general case, a lot of times over the past several years, Kyrie Irving hasn't always been clear about what he believes in or what he stands for. But in this regard, it has been. So we'll see how the rest of the Brooklyn Nets season plays out. This isn't going to lend towards them sticking towards the number one seed in the East or jumping ahead of Chicago. Miami has now jumped in front of them. We have multiple teams just in the first six slots in the Eastern Conference that have between 25 and 28 wins. Chicago 27, Miami 28, Brooklyn 27, Cleveland, the Cavaliers 27 victories. How about this? Via percentage points, one loss. Cleveland, the Cavaliers have a better record right now than the Milwaukee Bucks. The Philadelphia 76ers have 25 wins, and Brooklyn ain't looking too strong right now. We talked about this last week. The Brooklyn Nets, if Kyrie Irving is a part-time player, can they have success? Most people go, yeah, to a point, but not for a championship. And I'm sure Kevin Durant will be back. He'll contribute his 30 points per game. This wasn't an injury where, you know, he's just jogging down the court and got hurt. One of his own teammates fell into the back of his knee. And unfortunately, these type of things happen. But the Brooklyn Nets, I am starting to become less confident in them. But the real deal, the real situation is, are they going to be healthy come playoff time? And is Kyrie Irving going to be eligible, or forget eligible, is Kyrie Irving going to play in every game? That's it. Because if we got to go into a whole damn back and forth, then I would take Miami. And I'm speaking out of turn because it's so far away. I'm picking Miami. I'm picking Milwaukee. This is a funky situation. So the Brooklyn Nets, I really want to just put them on ice until the playoffs. We got a lot of teams that are going through a lot of things. Chicago started off hot. They've now lost four consecutive games. You have Miami that is certainly surging for whatever reason. People aren't talking about Miami. Yes, Cleveland might have a better record than Milwaukee, but we know damn well the Cavaliers, yeah, maybe they'll make it to the playoffs this year. They ain't winning nothing. Ain't nobody checking for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got some more work to do. And in Philadelphia, when is Ben Simmons going to go anywhere? What is Philadelphia doing? Are they really going to tread water this entire season, or are they looking to move Ben Simmons at the trade deadline? Every time you see a trade scenario or a situation pop up, the 76ers have basically taken the approach of, nah, we good. What's Ben doing? Ben, he's good. I was looking at some photos today, and I was actually surprised that I forgot there was a point in time I met Ben Simmons. And I'm like, damn, this guy is I met this guy. He's afraid to shoot. He doesn't want to do anything. So we got some wild stories in the NBA right now. It doesn't matter if it's Kyrie Irving and his vaccination status, which is a story in the league. You can go ahead and look at the Brooklyn Nets and Kevin Durant's injury. What happens with Ben Simmons? Atlanta Hawks have fallen completely into the toilet. I don't know what they're doing, trading Cam Reddish to the Knicks, and Cam Reddish is hurt. Golden State Warriors just won another game. They beat the Pistons tonight, 102-86. And then I guess the big story that doesn't change, that goes on and on every single night, every single game, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers win, lose, or draw. The Lakers are always going to garner so much attention. And this year, this season, the attention surrounding the Lakers isn't good at all. Frank Vogel, who a little more than a year ago won a championship in the bubble with the Lakers, Frank Vogel is on the bubble to be the Lakers head coach. You might be confused. You might have thought LeBron James is the head coach, and he very well might be. But Frank Vogel, his time with the Lakers, he's on thin ice. And if the Lakers want to move ahead from being a 500 team, they might have to let Frank Vogel go. But they got some other issues. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Vogel. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. 22-22. Something's going to change. We'll talk about it when we come back. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.